Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, July 18th. Grains closed higher with December corn up 7 cents at 610 and 3 quarters. September wheat up 36 cents at 812 and 3 quarters. And November beans up 38 cents at 1380 and a quarter. Well, there's no surprise with crude oil up $5 a barrel here that the grains wouldn't be higher, let alone the fact that it's hot and dry out there. We've got hot and dry forecast. Nebraska, Texas, Kansas, pushing 100, 101, 102 degrees. Virtually no rain out there. But the interesting thing is, this is the critical time for corn, and you would think corn would have been most affected by this. But the corn actually closed on its day session lows here, well under a nickel where it out. A nickel under where it opened. So that's not a very good result. And considering the export inspections were pretty good, over a million metric tons, the corn really didn't act all that great considering the weather and everything else out here. The bean exports inspections were 362 on the light side. Wheat, very light, 186. So no help there. But, you know, the wheat and beans still closed strong here today with the crude up. Bean oil was up 265, meal was up 430, but I thought the corn acted kind of weak out here, actually, considering. We tested the 200-day moving average on the corn, closed under it. The beans took it out, closed over it by a penny. So I don't know, you know, is it a one-day head fake? I guess we'll know tomorrow. But the way everything acted here today, I would think that we'd see a little bit of a turnaround Tuesday. Right now, the Dow Jones is 100 lower. That's a 450-point break off of the highs. Certainly not great action in here. And I think, you know, again, I think the recession talk is out there. The crude's up $5 a barrel. We'll have to see what the Fed does with interest rates later in the week. But my guess is with the crude oil this strong and inflation as high as it is, if they're ever going to raise it one percentage point, I would guess this would be the time. I think the odds are really 50-50, whether it's a 75-point increase or a full basis point increase. But I'd be leaning toward the full basis point out here. We haven't seen any Russian deal with Ukraine. We're waiting for the Egyptian tender. Most people think that the U.S. is in for some of the business. It looks like they've told Russia and the Black Sea area that they don't want their wheat right now. So that gives the U.S. maybe a little bit of an edge here, particularly with the dollar down 74 ticks. But it's still awfully high at 107. It's about 2 cents off the recent highs, but still historically pretty darn high out here. So we'll see what happens. But overall, I think we could see a little bit of a turnaround Tuesday tomorrow. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.